Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 5th, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices about Virginia's waters, from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items. A reduction by an estimated 60% of stormwater runoff is expected to be one of the benefits of a major re-landscaping of the grounds at Virginia's state capitol. The stormwater reduction features include rain gardens and porous paving material in walkways. Paid for by federal grants, the approximately $800,000 project is scheduled to begin in August and be completed in the fall. On June 24th, the town of Culpeper dedicated a $27.7 million upgrade at its wastewater treatment plant. According to the Culpeper Star Exponent, the two-year project increased the plant's capacity by 33% and added two nutrient removal tanks that will reduce the plant's discharge of nitrogen and phosphorus from about 8 to 10 parts per million to 1 to 2 parts per million. Culpeper's nutrient removal project is one of hundreds occurring in Virginia and other Chesapeake Bay states as a result of requirements to reduce nutrients reaching bay waters. Culpeper's plant is one of the first dozen or so facilities in Virginia to have completed its improvements. Speaking of the Chesapeake Bay, two significant legal developments took place this past week. First, on June 30th, the U.S. Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee approved the Chesapeake Clean Water and Ecosystem Act, sponsored by Senator Benjamin Cardin of Maryland. The bill reauthorizes the federal Chesapeake Bay program and addresses the federal and state roles in developing and enforcing requirements for restoring the bay. Among other provisions, it would establish a regional nutrient credit trading system by 2012 and authorize $1.5 billion in new funds for water pollution prevention grants. According to the New York Times, the Senate committee passed an amendment that would remove authority for the U.S. EPA to write permits for non-point pollution sources, especially agriculture, and would limit EPA's authority to change state plans for implementing the requirements of the Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL, currently being developed. The second Bay legal development was on July 1st, when the EPA announced draft annual allocations, or limits, for nitrogen and phosphorus reaching the Bay, as part of the agency's development of the Bay TMDL. The proposed basin-wide annual allocations are 187.4 million pounds of nitrogen and 12.5 million pounds of phosphorus. These overall amounts are divided among the six Bay states and the District of Columbia, as well as among the major Bay tributary rivers. Virginia's proposed annual allocations are 53.4 million pounds of nitrogen and 5.4 million pounds of phosphorus. The EPA expects to issue allocations for sediment in August. The agency plans to have a draft of the complete Bay TMDL in late September and a final version by the end of December. And the last news item this week is our monthly water status report. First, in precipitation. According to the Southeast Regional Climate Center, between June 2nd and July 1st, precipitation was well above normal in part of far southwestern Virginia, normal to 1.5 inches below normal in other parts of the Southwest, as well in parts of south central and southeastern Virginia, and 1.5 to 3 inches below normal in other parts of the Southeast, as well as in most of the western and northern areas. Second, in stream flow. According to the U.S. Geological Survey's Water Watch, stream flows averaged over the month of June were normal at many gauging stations in the Middle and Lower James, Rappahannock, Roanoke, New, Holston, and Clinch basins, below normal at many locations in the Chowan, Upper James, Shenandoah, Potomac, and York basins, and above normal in the Big Sandy Basin. And last, our drought watch. The weekly National Drought Monitor on June 23rd showed abnormally dry conditions in over 78% of Virginia. Prior to June, Virginia had been drought-free for most of the time since October 2009. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess what's making the thunking sound. And here's a hint. This animal's looking for a mate, but not the famous Muppet Miss Piggy. If you guessed a green frog, you're right. Despite the common name, this frog sometimes looks more brown than green. Green frogs are found throughout Virginia and the southeastern United States, inhabiting streams, ponds, and lakes. A green frog's breeding call is the sound you just heard, but these animals also make a characteristic squeak when jumping away from perceived danger. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between July 7th and 13th. On July 7th, the Regulatory Advisory Panel on the Development of a Permit for Small Renewable Offshore Wind Energy Projects meets in Richmond. For more information, phone Carol Wampler at 804-698-4579. On July 8th, the Coal Surface Mining Reclamation Fund Advisory Board meets in Big Stone Gap. For more information, phone Gavin Bledsoe at 276-523-3212. Now, here are two upcoming events about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. On July 8th in Cedar Bluff is a public meeting on the TMDL for the Clinch River and three tributaries in Tazewell County. For more information, phone Shelley Williams at 276-676-4845. Also on July 8th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., the U.S. EPA is holding another in its series of online seminars or webinars on the Chesapeake Bay TMDL. The link to the webinar is www.epa.gov/ChesapeakeBayTMDL. For more information, phone Tom Dam at 215-814-5560. Finally, in upcoming educational and recreational events, on July 11th, the Watermen's Museum in Yorktown is holding its Heritage Festival and Workboat Races. This is the museum's annual salute to Chesapeake Bay working watermen. For more information, phone 757-887-2641. And from July 16th to 18th, the Dan River Basin Association is organizing the Dan River Sojourn. The Sojourn features 22 miles of paddling along the Dan in North Carolina, just below the Virginia border, and special programs highlighting the basin. For more information, phone Wayne Kirkpatrick at 276-694-4449. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.